This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. E15 fight ramps up. India says it's ready to rebalance trade deal and judge okay settlement with USDA on climate change data. We've been Midwest nice for too long. That was the E15 rallying cry for Ohio corn farmer Jed Bauer last week at Commodity Classic. It was also one of the biggest applause lines, if not the biggest, during the annual gathering of more than 12,000 attendees in San Antonio. The message is a salvo to lawmakers in Washington stuck on how to tackle legislation that would allow year-round nationwide sales of higher ethanol blends known as E15. The main sticking point has been a division among oil companies on a push to shrink the number of refinery exemptions from national biofuel blending rules. We don't want any more excuses. We're tired of waiting, Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, said prior to encouraging members to call their representatives on E15. We're tired of being pushed around and bullied by big industry. So what's next? Well, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said there's still positive movement forward on Capitol Hill. We just have to be unrelenting, she said. We want to make sure that lawmakers understand just how critically important this is, not just for us economically, but also for fuel affordability. The U.S. attack on Iran is poised to send oil prices higher and hit Americans with sticker shock at fuel pumps. A rapidly escalating geopolitical conflict is sure to bolster calls by the biofuel industry for E15. Meanwhile, Democrats and Republicans alike are looking to sharpen their jabs at the other side ahead of the super high-stakes midterm elections in November. Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Illinois Democrat, last week took aim at House Speaker Mike Johnson for the missed February 25th deadline in the chamber set for a vote on E15. Duckworth said Nebraska GOP Senator Deb Fischer worked to get a bipartisan E15 bill included in recent funding legislation. Then, at the 11th hour, Speaker Johnson effectively blocked it by requesting yet another planning commission to do a job that we've already done and promising us a vote, Duckworth said in a statement. Now, with so many other broken promises, that deadline has come and gone with no proposals in sight for a solution, and it's unacceptable. Top Indian official says that India is ready to revisit the terms of a recent U.S.-India trade pact if the underlying, quote, circumstances change following the Supreme Court's tariff ruling. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal pointed to language in a joint statement last month that states either side can modify its commitments if the previously agreed tariff rate change. Speaking at a summit on Friday, Goyal said the trade landscape is still evolving following the elimination of President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. But he stressed that should, quote, the circumstances change, the deal will be rebalanced. Under the terms of the pact, the U.S. agreed to apply an 18% reciprocal tariff to Indian exports. The administration also nixed an additional 25% tariff imposed over India's buys of Russian oil. The new 10% global tariff currently applies to Indian exports, but Trump and other administration officials have indicated that they will raise tariffs further in the coming weeks and months. Both sides have already previewed tariff reductions for certain ag sectors as part of the U.S.-India deal. Goyal on Friday provided further details about the scope of the deal. Dairy, maize, soybean, and poultry are exempt from the U.S. trade deal, he said, while adding that no GM foods will come to India. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. A federal judge has approved a settlement requiring the Agriculture Department to share climate data with environmental groups and keep that data publicly available on its website until it does so. U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett of New York's Southern District has signed off on an agreement to settle a lawsuit over the climate data the agency attempted to purge from its website last year. According to a court filing, the agency has agreed to provide the groups with Forest Service mapping and climate data. Until those records are released, the agency agreed to maintain public access to the Climate Risk Viewer, a web resource that includes data on old growth forests. The suit was brought by the Northeast Organic Farming Association, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Environmental Working Group. The wife of Indiana Representative Jim Baird, a Republican and member of the House Agriculture Committee, has died. Baird's office issued a statement on the passing of Denise Baird, whose death resulted from, quote, complications from injuries sustained in a car accident earlier this year. Baird and his wife married 59 years, building a life centered on faith, family, and service, the statement says. A devoted wife and loving mother of three, she was the foundation of her family and will be deeply missed. We ask that you keep the congressman and his family in your prayers during this difficult time. Well, AgriPulse annual Ag and Food Policy Summit on March 23rd will feature an address from Representative Chantel Brown, the vice-ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee. The Ohio Congresswoman serves on the House Agriculture Committee Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities, Risk Management, and Credit and Nutrition and Foreign Agriculture. This year's summit theme is Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Keynote speakers and panel discussions will cover everything from new value-added products to renewable fuels, the power of protein, trade, artificial intelligence, and more. If you're interested in sponsoring the event, please contact Jason at AgriPulse.com. For more event information, contact Sarah at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. Livestock is that bright spot in the ag economy right now, and folks are using that livestock piece of their operation in many cases to finance the row crops and other pieces of their operation that are under true stress. We are cautiously optimistic. We've seen some of the prices jump recently. We've seen some positive movement in soy and other areas lately. Hopefully that continues, but what we really need in agriculture is more demand. We need greater demand that can, in turn, of course, support and improve the economic outlook for farmers. That Farm Credit Council President and CEO Christy Seifert speaking on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Daly.